This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So a lot of interesting things have been going on. We talked the other day about the situation in D.C. with the federal government going in, providing some additional police assistance, and whether or not that was going to be meaningful. There's a lot of things that have happened. They have selectively incapacitated a number of individuals there that are big-time players. So there seems to be a lot of positive moment, but no big surprise, the D.C., Attorney General, not the U.S. Attorney General, but the Attorney General for D.C. has decided that they feel like the federal government has overstepped their authority, and now they're suing the federal government. And the reality is the federal government can only be in the district for 30 days, and I'm not so sure what it is they want to accomplish. And again, I'm not so sure what they fear. But we keep hearing, and Democrats keep screaming at the top of their lungs, that crime is down. They're at a 30-year low. We're not spending a lot of time talking about one of the commanders that's on leave at the present time under investigation for manipulating crime stats. We don't know really to what extent that has gone. But we also didn't know, until just the day before yesterday, the city settled a 2020 lawsuit that was brought by Sergeant Charlotte Jussau, alleging that leadership in the Metropolitan Police Department of the Washington, D.C., punished her for speaking out against this manipulation scheme of crime stats. So this is not only recent, this is while they're experiencing this downward trend in crime stats over a long period of years. As you well know, I mean, that's a lot more meaningful when you see a sustained decline, right, in crime stats. So the allegations are that the Metropolitan Police Department brass, the high-level folks, repeated attempts to distort crime stats by downgrading a number of felonies to misdemeanors, which impacts crime stats reporting. In other words, misdemeanors don't get reported. So when we're evaluating these reports that go to the FBI, they don't count the misdemeanors. What these officers are alleging, the crimes that actually occurred were actually felonies, and they should have been reported. So as I said before, the elements of Jussow's case that had been previously reported, what was recently reported was that the city settled with this particular sergeant. And what has also had not been revealed were several exhibits in the legal proceedings that were brought to light, including a 2022 deposition of one of the Metropolitan Police Department commanders, Randy Griffin. At the time of the events in question, Griffin actually was the leader of the 4th District in the northernmost part of the city. And he confirmed in his deposition that he tasked a police captain, Franklin Porter, with finding a solution for the theft problem. Now, there is not a single jurisdiction that you will visit that you're not going to find that the most reported crime of all crimes are going to be thefts, right? So if there's an opportunity to move numbers in one particular crime category to look and make it look as though that you have an improving crime picture, it's in the theft category. Everybody knows that, that's been around in the police business. They all understand that because that's where the largest sum of crimes occur. So he tasked Franklin Porter, a captain, with finding a solution for the theft problem, which was driving up the 4th District's stats, going all the way back to April of 2018. And in the deposition, they basically come right out. And what they say is, and they ask this individual that tasked the other individual to do it, they asked Griffin. Now, Captain Porter stated that his team, after researching the D.C. code, specifically Lieutenant Andrew Zabotsky, came up with a classification of taking property without right. Is that correct? Yes. So he's saying here that you told him to come up with a solution for the theft problem, which is driving up the crime stats for the district. Yes. That was true. Yes. Okay, and his solution is that they're going to use classification of taking property without a right, correct? He says, yes. Then it came right out and said that this taking property without a right, these reports are not tracked in the D.C. crime reporting scheme. And from there, they're not tracked and they're not reported to the FBI. So there it is. They've laid this out going back years as to how they were going to have the image of the MPD, the Metropolitan Police Department in Washington, D.C., improved by the manipulation of crime stats. And in fact, they went so far as to put out memos talking about this. So they acknowledged that they were going to go to this taking property without a right, which was a misdemeanor, and that that became the plan of the 4th District. And they went through a lot of different things, but this strategy obviously became the default of where they were going to be on these types of crimes. So the report shows that the number of crimes categorized as taking property without a right grew in a very short period of time by 500%. It had actually been a crime category that had hardly ever been used. Always a telltale sign that there is a scheme to manipulate crime data when you find a category growing by triple digits like this in a short period of time. There's been a fundamental change. There's been a policy change. Boom. There it is. Porter, one of the two officers who came up with this strategy, sent a September 2019 email to the sergeant serving under him, ordering them not to classify crimes as felonies if they fell under the categories of assault with a dangerous weapon, robberies, burglary, or felony assault. Instead, he directed them to turn the matter over to their on-duty watch commander to classify the offense. Now it's grown. They started to make their impact in the theft category. Now they're trying to move even further into other categories. So you, the arresting officer, you don't determine what the crime is that you're actually arresting someone for. You have to call your watch commander. You need to have a discussion, and he is going to dictate to you how this is ultimately going to play out. In fact, Franklin Porter, the captain, sent the following memo out to his sergeants. Whenever we have a Part 1 offense, no matter if it's an arrest or just a report, numbers should never be pulled until the watch commander is spoken with. The cases involving assault with deadly weapons, robberies, burglary ones, and felony assaults, if the watch commander is not on scene, then call the watch commander's phone number. I don't want to be notified that we have a Part 1 offense in an email. Doesn't get locked up any better than that. They're not hiding it at all. They're basically saying, I don't want to see this in an email about these Part 1 offenses. So in other words, you better figure out a way to downgrade all of these, because it's not going to be pretty if you don't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So the original reporting sergeant, female, Sergeant Jussieu, reported one case in which a female was cut, a deep open flesh cut on the side of her face with an unknown object from her forehead to the bottom of her chin. She was cut from the top of her forehead all the way across her face to the bottom of her chin. While the responding officer had called in the crime as an assault with a dangerous weapon, the captain, remember, pursuant to the policy, classified the offense as, hold on to your seat, sick person to the hospital. This person was sick. This person was a victim of an assault, had been cut, but we were able to transform this through divine intervention of a captain into sick person to the hospital. And the story goes on and on and on and on about all of these cases, such as this, that were being downgraded. In fact, there's about a multiple page deposition of a conversation had between a commander and Sergeant Jussieu about a particular case that she was really irritated with that was being downgraded and thought it shouldn't have been done. It should not have been done. And you can tell by the flavor of the conversation that they suspected that she may go to the next level with this, and they were very coy about what they were saying in trying to protect themselves as to how this crime was going to be classified, but never backed down on the downgrade of the classification because they obviously weren't going to let her muscle them around. They're the rank. They're the rank. So interestingly, right before the federal government stepped into the city of Washington, D.C., just the other day, and I don't believe in coincidences, the Jussieu case, after a joint request from both parties on August the 5th, the same day that President Trump threatened a federal takeover of law enforcement in D.C., reached a settlement. In principle. Very interesting. And of course, not certain that anybody thought that a lot of these documents were going to actually come to the forefront. So even faced with all of this information, an ongoing downgrading of cases, a commander under suspension at the present time, and the knowledge of a lawsuit going on, alleging the same conduct and maybe even bigger and broader than the current one, but all the more important, right, because it's the start of the downward trend in the crime stats, was the subject of a lawsuit. And yet, not a single person within the Metropolitan Police Department, not Mayor Muriel Bowser, not the D.C. Attorney General or otherwise, have ever gone to the mic, been completely and totally transparent to the extent of saying that this department has repeatedly, over at least an 8-year period, downgraded crimes reported in the Metropolitan Police Department. And continue to sing from a sheet of music that they are at a 30-year low in crime stats. You have to wonder, who are these people? And again, what do they fear? Right? And who's actually managing these folks that would allow the downgrading of all these crimes? It's a joke. And once this is out in the open like it is now, one would think that their dialogue, their rhetoric would change on this issue. But no, they're doubling down. And I know there's a lot of people that, you know, that are listening today that won't believe it either. Well, all of what I just told you was from depositions, sworn depositions. And exhibits, evidentiary exhibits from the case, copies of these evidentiary exhibits about the memos going back and forth and everything else. That's the source. These are facts. This is not conjecture. This is not my interpretation. I just read to you verbatim what was the comments made in these documents. So you can go to bed in a nice little house that you have this evening and put your head on your pillow and know that this isn't someone trying to move the needle as it relates to these comments that are being made. Again, you know, the byproduct of Trump derangement syndrome is forget about everything else. If Trump's involved, it can't be legitimate or otherwise. I don't even know that he was fully informed of what was going on here. Obviously, the reporting that has come out and people digging up documents and everything else are bringing this to the forefront that this is a problem. A big problem. Not to mention, on top of that, the fact that they are fully engaged as being a sanctuary city and all of the issues that go along with that. I only bring this out this morning because they're continuing to push back because they are afraid it may work. They are afraid that they're going to be able to put a lot of people in jail in a short period of time that deserve to go to jail, and that they will see some increases in safety or decreases in crime immediately. Because we do know, going back to the 60s, again in the 70s, another study in the 80s, 90s, and the 2000s, Rand and others, that there's somewhere between 6 and 9.5% of the population that are responsible for 75% of violent crime. And if you can selectively incapacitate a large number of that sector of the population, of the community, you will see crime go down in a real sense, not in a bogus, manipulated crime stat sense that it looks like they decided to embark upon that scheme to drive crime down in D.C. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.